You have your Bible and turn to Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 13. He said, "Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near acknowledge my might. The sinners of Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surpassed the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh in walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, and that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king and his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on the rewards of righteousness. The rewards of righteousness. Now, as we look in this, and we look in the book of Isaiah, and he's preaching to these people here, and he's talking about the things that are to come, and he's talking about the mighty hand of God, and he's talking about the delivering power that God has to even bring his people out. He's talking about that righteousness we have in righteous living, the rewards of righteousness. I want to say tonight, there's a reward for doing right. Amen. If you look in the world, even the precepts that we have, when we have little children, if we'll reward them for doing right instead of discipline for doing bad, you know what works better? The rewards for doing right. Amen. Positive reinforcements does better than negative chastisement. Amen. So what God's telling us here, he's saying there's rewards for it. Now we get this thing in perspective here. We see that this was a time when King Hezekiah was besieged by the Assyrians. They had come and they had besieged the city. Sennacherib had come up with his big old elaborate statements of how God wasn't no God at all, and there was nobody to deliver Israel, nobody to deliver Jerusalem. And that God was a consuming fire that would come down. And we see how God plays, how this plays out. But God says that he's an all-powerful God, and his power is going to be manifest, and it's going to be seen even from afar. Amen. He said, "He'll hear ye that are far, and what I have done, and they that are near acknowledge my might." So he said, whether near or far, he said, "I'm going to tell you, these people's going to recognize that I'm God." Whether people want to recognize God or not, praise God, but one day people are going to recognize there's a God. Amen. And boy, it takes a whole lot better just to recognize him now. He said, we can partake with him in the goodness of the Lord. Because he said, the Bible tells that God is a consuming fire. And when in the Word of God here, he said, we see that God says, my fire is going to come down upon them. Amen. And he said, praise God, he said, those Jews that are walking contrary to God, he said, are going to be caught up in the fire. He said, even the ones that's walking with God are going to be scared. Amen. I mean, it's a scary thing, a frightful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. When God says, I've had enough. I want to say, you know, it's a scary thing to look around the world today, because I believe God just about the point said, I've had enough. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a reward of righteousness that we can have, amen, by trusting in the Lord. Amen. There's an unquenchable fire that's burning, praise God. The Assyrians was coming. The Assyrians was going to descend upon Jerusalem. And now we know that the Assyrians were a type of the evil of the world. And he said, don't you make a pact with Egypt. Don't need Egypt to take care of you. Egypt, a type of the world. He said, don't even think about that. If you go back and look at Isaiah, he said, don't even think about making a pact with Egypt. He said, you don't need them. You don't need the world. You just need God. Amen. And what he's telling them here, he said, I am sufficient to meet your need. I am sufficient to give you and supply you to take care of you and deliver you. And in the power of my might, the whole world, praise God, whether near or far, they're going to see who I am. They're going to see what I'm able to do, praise God. It's going to be told from afar. The power of an almighty God. He said, an unquenchable fire, praise God. The slaughter of the Assyrians, the slaughter, praise God, of those that are unbelievers. Those that will not recognize the power of God. Amen? But I won't thank God, praise God, he said, that those that walk in righteousness. Amen? Those that do those things that's right. You know, it's never wrong to do right. And it's time to do right now. Amen? It's time to just get in, praise God, just sit steadfast and unmovable, abiding in the Lord, just stay as close to Him, because the Bible tells us, praise God, that He elevates us to a horizon, praise God. It elevates us into a righteousness that gives us rest. I want to say tonight, there's rest in the Lord. Amen? There's a peace in the Lord, praise God, that it circumvents everything else the world has. It brings us to a place, praise God. It allows us to move up, praise God, to see off into the horizon, praise God, just how good God is. Where we're not caught and bogged down in everything that's happening around us. We need to start, listen, youngins, we need to be those that's looking ahead just a little bit further. That's what God's trying to say. He said, they may be a burden and a consuming fire over here. They may be the power of God having to be demonstrated over here. But praise God, God's righteousness is one that'll lift you up above the fire. He'll give you and put you in a place of rest. And He'll set you, He'll let you look off into a far country where you'll see things, praise God, that you never imagined before. Amen. The people of Israel, the nation of the Jews, praise God, was looking for a peace. Amen. And God says, I'll give you a peace that passes understanding. I'll bring you to a place, praise God. I'll let you see a better horizon, a view of the horizon that you've never saw before. Praise God, a little bit of a glimpse. He said, I'll bring you into a spiritual place where there's health and, praise God, where the happiness of God is just manifest in you. Amen. What happened to our happiness? Where's our joy? Our joy, the Bible says, our joy is in the Lord. Amen. Praise God, when He's Lord Supreme. You know what's happened? We get so focused on so many other things that we don't have no joy. God says, hey, listen, said, I'll bring you to a place of rest. He said, I'll let you see that horizon out yonder, praise God. Hey, just gotta, you know what we gotta do? We gotta just look a little further than our nose. We gotta look past the sin and the afflictions and the conflict that's in the world. And we got to look unto Jesus, praise God, the author and the finisher of faith that we talked about this morning. And when we look to Him, praise God, we see beyond the conflict. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get to looking at the circumstances instead of looking at the God of the circumstances. Amen. When we get to looking at the God of the circumstances, He's bigger than the circumstances. So you look past the circumstances. You look through the circumstances. We see further off, praise God, that God has made us some promises, just like He did to the nation. He said, though I'm a consuming fire, praise God, I'm going to show you my power. So I'm going to bring you out on the other side. There ain't going to be some shouting and praising and giving God some glory when we get there. Amen. You know what we're supposed to be doing now? Practicing. Amen. We ought to be practicing for when we get over there. We ought to be seeing a little further, praise God, in those around us. As we look at the world today and the things that's happening, praise God, the Bible's told us it'd be so. I mean, it ain't like we're learning new things. Hello? What we should be doing is realizing what God has told us. The blessed promises that He have, the great precious promises of God, they're coming to the full. We're getting to see, praise God, the big picture of what's happening in the glory of the Lord. So we see the elevation where God brings us. He gets us to a place where we can look out a little further. I want to say, children of God, we ought to be able to look out. God bless your sweetheart. We ought to be able to look past the nose on our face. And we ought to be able to see a God of heaven, praise God, who's been proclaimed to us all of our life and how great and mighty He is and how He has been, praise God, and how He's brought us out and He's ministered to our people and our loved ones, praise God. He's saved all lost sinners. He's delivered the sick. He's healed, praise God, in marvelous ways. He's performed miracles right here in the family of God for you and me, praise the Lord. We ought to be able to see past ourselves and see the Almighty God of heaven. Amen. They was looking for a king. Amen. Hezekiah would be that temporal king. He'd be that one that would stand fast. He would turn to God Almighty and God would deliver him and bring him up. Amen. God would be a deliverer to him. But God was pointing to a further place. He was pointing to a yonder shore where Jesus Christ the Savior would be the Savior of humanity. Where Jesus Christ the Lord, praise God, would bring us out. Where He would become King of kings and the King of rulers. Amen. That He would rule. He would be the Prince with power. He would be the one that would come. Praise God. We see how this thing plays out. We see that elevated height that God brings us to. Amen. And how He begins to protect the righteous. Amen. He said He did not see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. Amen. It tells me that we ought to just try to get right with God and stay there. Amen. God said He did not see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. If we get right with God. And you just, when I've told you before, what is being right with God? Righteousness, amen. It's just being right with God, doing what God says. Trusting in the Lord, believing on Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of the soul. And then He begins to protect us, praise God, and He's given us those promises from the Word. So we see He protects the righteousness. He talks in verse 16 about His defense, the munitions of the rocks. He said He gives us a place, praise God, I won't say it's on the rock. He gives us that place of safety. He gives us that place of protection. Amen. What more could we ask for? We just stay with the Lord, praise God, because He protects the righteous. He's promised He would. He tells us in many, many places, praise God, that He protects the righteous. He said that there's none can separate us from the love of God. Romans 8 and 39, Paul tells us that. Because we're right with Him. He said, there's nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now, we may fight and argue and fuss among ourselves. That's what family does, right? Hello. Amen. Somebody say, oh me. That's what we do. But praise God, there's a righteous God who loves us anyway. And we put that behind us and we love the Lord, we love each other, praise God, and we press on for His glory and we see His magnificent hand. We see His power, praise God, because there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. He brings us into a place of rest. He elevates us to a higher height. He lets us see a little bit further, praise God, and He brings us to a place of munitions, a place of protection in the mighty hand of God. Who would flee from that? But yet in the world that we have today, we see people all the time that's running from God. Man, the first little thing comes up, and the first thing we do, we just throw our Bible down, praise God, we turn our back, and we go to just as hard as we can away from the Lord. I want to tell you, that's no place to be in the day and hour that we live. When the fires of God's been poured out, when the wrath of God's been, and it's getting ready to be poured out. I believe God just about had enough of this. Amen. But praise God, when we're in that place of defense, glory to God, that place of protection of the righteous, God will bless us and He'll help us. Amen. He said we can't. That nothing can separate us from His love when we're in the righteousness of God. And that protection is in the rock, praise God, the rock of Christ Jesus. The rock makes a difference. When your feet are upon the rock, Lord, hallelujah, He puts you in, that puts you in a safe place. It puts you in a protected place. It puts you in a place of love, a place of compassion, a place, praise God, where we're totally protected from God, by God. We're protected from God. Amen. when he pours out his wrath. Amen. When wrath comes, praise God, God remembers mercy to those that are right, that are righteous, praise God, in his eyes. See, isn't it a wonderful thing? We see it here. He said, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. Amen. He said, if we walk right, he said, we'll talk right. He said, God will bless us right. Amen. Praise God, ain't you glad for that? He said, that place of protection where he takes us to, where he puts us in. Bless his holy name. He said, they shaking their hands and holding bright. He said, people start doing right. We start living right because we know what's right. And we want to be found pleasing to God. They stop at their ears from hearing blood and shut their eyes from seeing evil. Amen. Hey, but they don't like the vileness of the world. They don't like the things around. They don't like the evil of the world. Praise God. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. And they shut it out. And they put their faith in God. What we got to do, young, is we got to shut this stuff out, shut it down, and put our faith in the Lord. We got to call upon Him. Praise God. We got to live for Him. We got to look to Him. We got to look past all that. We got to see the Savior high and lifted up. Praise God. We got to see Him as the rock of our salvation and the righteousness of God in us. Praise God. And just shout and praise and give Him glory. And because we see a little further than those on her face, that they said, God in heaven who loves you and me. He's there to help us, praise God, if we'll just let Him. He wants to help us. Amen. Not only does He want to protect us, but He wants to sustain us. God's promised He'd not see the righteous forsaken seed of begging bread. I told you that already. That He would provide for us. In verse number 16, look what He says. He shall dwell on high. He said that place of rest, that high place. His place of defense shall be a munitions of rock. He said bread shall be given Him. Amen. The Lord said, I'll supply you with bread. He said, I'll take care of you. He said, I'll give you substance. He said, the righteous shall receive substance from God. Amen. That means, Brother Bill, we don't have to go on welfare. Amen. We don't have to go on Obamacare. And we got God care. Amen. God's taking care of us. God's providing for us. God is subsidizing us, praise God, with the things from heaven. And you can't bankrupt heaven. Heaven has it all. God Almighty is able to open up the storehouse of heaven and pour out blessings to every one of us. Amen. I mean in abundance. It's plentiful. God's storehouse ain't depleted. Amen. Sometimes we act like God just don't have enough. I want to say God has enough to spare. Amen, praise God. He has the substance for our bodies, praise God, but He has the things for our soul. That soul-stirring goodness of God, that soul-stirring righteousness of God, that soul-stirring mercy, compassion, that grace of God that manifests to the hearts and the minds of the people, it's there for us. And God says, I've got plenty of it to go around. Amen. No wonder He said, hey, listen, them Assyrians, when I come down on them, praise God, He said, they're going to... They was one angel come down on them Assyrians, and they fled and left everything they had. And them old lepers went out there, and they said, well, we might as well just go out there to them, see if they'll give us a little morsel of bread or something. Now I'm paraphrasing. And they said, if not, it don't matter because we're going to die anyway. Amen. And they went out there to where the Assyrians was, and praise God, they had done fled and left everything because God Almighty had showed His magnificence, and they had left everything there, amen, and they had fled from the hand of God, and they left everything there, and the people of God was able to come out and partake of His goodness. But I wonder why we don't partake of His goodness day in and day out, because His goodness is always there. Why do we wait till we get to a point, praise God, of despair before we call upon God in the righteousness of a righteous God and ask Him for help? Trust and believe in Him, praise God, what He has to give us, the righteousness of a holy God. Bread, He says, shall He give. Amen. There'll be no hungerness. He said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, He said, blessed are the hungry for those that hunger for righteous, for they shall be fed. He said, the righteous of God will feed us to the full. Amen. He don't say that they might be fed. He said, if we hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen. He said, blessings is already there. Blessed are they. It didn't say blessed could they, but it said blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they shall be fed. It said God will pour out His blessing if we're just looking for it. If we expect it, praise God. If we're desiring it, praise His holy name. So God pours out His bread, that bread of life. It satisfies, praise God. It's that bread of life from God. It satisfies God's people. Amen. Thank God for that bread of life, don't you? Amen. It gives us hope. And amen, not just a day of nourishment, praise God, but eternal life in Christ Jesus. We're satisfied, praise God, in our soul. That bread of life, that water, praise God. He says it's that sure water. So His water shall be sure. Amen. Not it's a water that springs up into life. And it's a water of redemption. Talk about the rewards of righteousness. It's what God gives us, praise God, that we can see the hand of God and the power that He has. Amen. Praise God, that water that comes up that satisfies our thirst. Amen. There was a lot of things I used to be really thirsty for. Worldly things. Amen. But God changed my thirst. I don't hunger and thirst for the things of the world like I used to. I'm more thirsty for the things of God and godliness. Amen. It makes more sense. It's more substantial. It's more fulfilling. It's something I can take home with me. It's something I can pass out. It's somebody, something that we can give to somebody else. But God sustains. He sustains the righteous with His goodness. Amen. Praise God. But not only does He sustain the righteous, but God uses Himself to just thrill the souls of the righteous. Amen. You say, but how does He do that? By Himself. By who He is. Look what it says in verse 17. He said, thine eyes shall see the King. Well, what a thrill it is, praise God, when our eyes can see the Lord Jesus Christ, when we can see the power of God, when we can see Him manifest in our hearts and our lives, when we can see Him going before us, when we can see Him doing the things, for praise God, that He so likes to do for you and me. Amen. We begin to see His King, and it just thrills our soul, praise God. See, it feels, thrills the righteous, praise God, to see God high and lifted up, to take us to a place, God, where we can see the King, amen, where He's lifted up before us. Amen, it's not seeing sin. It's not seeing an equal thing, evil thing, but praise God, it's seeing God Almighty. Looking past the things, that praise God, of this world and seeing Christ Jesus, seeing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise His name. We see the King, praise God, in His beauty. Amen. In His beauty. What you say, preacher, what is the beauty? How do we see God's beauty? Amen. We see it through the Word of God. Amen. God, we see the magnificence of God. We see the beauty of God through His precious Word of truth as He speaks to us and He manifests Himself. He said, that God of heaven, He said, these Assyrians is going to see, the world is going to see from far and near, praise God, they're going to see the magnificence of God. And when we're on His side, amen, we can see the beauty in His grace and His mercy through the Word of God. God speaks to us, praise God. The rewards of the righteous is being able to see God in His Word. His Word speaks to us, praise God. Amen. And we see God in the Word. And we see God, the God of the Word. Amen. Praise God. Do you ever see Him? Do you ever get along, just get your Bible and get to reading and you see God? Amen. All of a sudden, when you read your Bible, read a little bit and you just shut your eyes and get to looking for Him. Amen. You can see Him. I mean, I may be a little bit weird sometimes. It's just like I look right into the throne room of God and I just see Him sitting there on the throne. Amen. And sometimes it's just like He's looking down with those eyes of fire. But in those eyes of fire, praise God, I see a smile. Amen. And I know that God's a smiling on me. Sometimes He's not. Sometimes, praise God, I'm just not where I need to be. And God's looking down on me as my Heavenly Father. Kind of way He looked down on them Assyrians. Wickedness, things of the world. But boy, when He looks down on me with a smile, I can see the beauty of the King, the God of heaven, praise God, in His Word. I can see the Word of God. I can see the righteousness of God. I see it in the power of prayer. When you're talking to Him, when you're when He manifests Himself through prayer and you connect with Him. And we don't always do that. I'll just be honest. But sometimes, praise God, you pray and you get right up into the throne room of grace, and through prayer, praise God, you can see the beauty of God. You can sense His presence. You can know that He's there, that He's real. And while you're praying, praise God, His beauty is there with you. Magnificent God of heaven. Amen. His power, His magnificence. Amen. Sometimes I think of Brother Robert when I think about sometimes in the melody of a song, you can see the beauty of God. When we're singing and we're praising God, and you can, and through the melody of a song, you can. Every time I think about that, I think Brother Robert. A couple of songs he's wrote. He called me, and he's writing these songs. Amen. And he's a preacher. And he's, you know, I can see him as he's singing these songs to me, Brother Bill. And I can just see him as he's out there strumming his imaginary guitar. Amen. He said, "Listen, this preacher said I wrote this new song." And he's singing. It's a melody of God. Praise God. God, we're seeing. He's seeing. We're seeing the beauty of God through the melodies of song. When we're lifting up our voices to God. Amen. We're seeing the beauty of God. We see the beauty of God in His creation. I love this time of year. As we look out and we see things begin to bud out. And we see the leaves and we see the flowers. Amen. They begin to come out and we see the beauty of God. Amen. The righteous. God reveals the righteousness of Himself. He thrills us with His righteousness as we begin to see His manifestation of Himself in what He created. Amen. The trees and the things around us that we're able to enjoy. That's just God. Amen. Who can take some old dead something, praise God, and bring it out and fluff it up with leaves and make it something of splendor in just a matter of days? That's God. He does the same thing for you and me, praise God. He takes something that's old and dead and deceived, praise God, and He puts a new life in us, and we come out and we bloom out in a moment in time through salvation. It's what God does. He thrills the righteous. He magnifies Himself so that we can see Him. Amen. God reveals the secrets of Himself to the righteous. Amen. We behold Him. The Bible says in verse 17 that He said, "They shall behold the land that is very far off." He reveals a secret to us. Amen. He reveals a land that's very far off, but it's made nigh by the Lord Jesus Christ. He brings us to a place where God reveals a secret to the righteous. Praise God. He said it may look like a long way from here to heaven, but it's only a short space. The Bible says, in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, we'll go from here to there. Before you can blink your eye, He said, 0.125 of a second, we'll be taken from here to yonder. And the Lord says, praise God, because God, He said, He shall behold a land that is far off. He said, we will see it. That means we shall behold it. We will see that land that's far. We'll see that land of promise. It's there for the righteous. Amen. What He's saying is there's rewards for the righteous. There's rewards to those that'll stay with God, that'll walk with God, that'll trust in the Lord. The rewards is there. There's plenty of them. As Brother Charles says all the time, there's great, exceeding, precious promises from God. And He'll keep all His promises to you and me. Amen? He'll keep all of His promises. They won't be one promise that He'll renege on. But He said the righteous, pray the rewards of the righteous is seeing that country. Amen? It's far off. It seems like a long way from here to there. But it's nigher than you think. In the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it's there. And what He's saying to us, praise God, is He said, if we'll just see and realize, praise God, we can recognize those righteous, can recognize there is satisfaction in the Lord. We can be satisfied in God Almighty and Jesus Christ our Savior. When we can be drawn nigh, we can be helped by the Holy Spirit of God who gives us of Himself, praise God. Draws us nigh unto God and gives us a blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Savior. The rewards of the righteous. Amen. He said, listen, he said to King Hezekiah, said, I'm going to deliver you. He said, don't trust in the world. He said, God says, I've got this. God says to his church, he said, don't trust in the world. He said, I've got this. He said, I've got this. He said, I've got you too. He said, I'll take care of you. I'll give you protection. He said, I'll sustain you. I'll give you bread. He said, I'll give you water. That bread of life, that water of life, praise God, that'll thrill your soul because you'll see God in what he's given you. Amen. What God has given us, we'll see him. We'll recognize him. And boy, what splendor. Amen. He said, we'll see that far off. We'll behold, we shall behold that land that's right over yonder. Amen. One day we'll see it with our eyes. We'll see it. Amen. We'll be able to look into that land. We'll be able to see that city. Well, what a place land's going to be. He said, they shall behold the land that is far off. They. Who is it? They. The righteous. Amen. The righteous. We'll see that land that's far off. We'll see it. You'll see it. I'll see it. We'll see it. Amen. I believe rapture is going to take place. I believe we may all see it together at the same time. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. When Jesus Christ, the shout and the trump, and a come up hither, and we'll go out of here, praise God. And then Sister Jean, they'll set that table. And we'll gather together and dine. And all them names is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. They'll be taken and they'll be assigned a place. And we'll gather around that table. And Jesus Christ himself, we'll see the righteousness of God. And we'll see it in Christ Jesus our Lord. When he girds himself about, smiles on us real big, looks around and says, welcome home, youngins. It's so good to hear that you're here. It's so good to see you. Amen. Praise God. And God the Father just looks down and he smiles and he says, welcome home, youngins. Welcome home. Boy, what a time. A reward of the righteous. God says, Isaiah says, we're going to be rewarded. He said, just stay faithful to God. Don't worry about the enemy. The enemy, the type of the devil, the type of the affliction, the type of the harassment of the world. He said, don't worry about that. He said, you're going to supersede that, praise God. He said, you're going to enter into a city. You're going to behold that land that's far off. Amen. Listen, youngins, we're going to behold a land that's far off. It'll be made nigh unto us in a little while. Why? Because it's the reward of righteousness. It's the promise of God. We just stay faithful to the promise by staying faithful to the promiser. And God will do his part. Amen. He made us a promise and he'll keep it. And that promise is in Christ Jesus our Lord this evening. And we can take that promise and you take it to the bank, trusting in the Lord. Amen. The rewards of righteousness. As we said, it's never wrong to do right. And it's time to do right now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.